like Barney the dinosaur.
I thought you'd like the uniform.
Besides, isn't the new attire courtesy of your little gang more? Why won't it open?
Eli's fight with Fitz, maybe, but I bet it didn't help when you got caught in the boiler room.
I told you nothing happened in there. I went in with Owen to make you jealous, so I don't need anyone thinking something did happen.
Metal detectors, police, please. Who knows if we'll even be allowed to think of this new Degrassi.
Oh, no.
You didn't think he'd disappear.
Spent all break hoping he would. How can you miss someone and want to tear their organs out?
Stay strong.
Hey. I spent a lot of time thinking about us over the break.
Yeah, me too.
Really, that's good. That's really good. Is there any chance you thought about us getting back together?
And I realized it would be the biggest mistake of my life.
2 weeks and you're still mad.
You cheated, then lied about it.
I told you it wasn't my fault. Bianca threw herself at me and she kept on sending me these sexy photos. So that's it. No second chance.
You let Bianca treat your body like her own personal amusement park. So no. One strike and you're out. Come on, Claire. Let's move on. It's time for my fresh start.
Backpack stay in your lockers, people. You all got the letter home.
Sir, again, we are so sorry about our behavior at a night in Vegas.
Yeah, it won't happen again. At least, not at school.
Your lucky student council isn't canceled. But I think you can help by setting a positive example, starting by reading the new rules. Okay? Ready?
Changes are afoot, Degrassi. The new dress code must be followed at all times.
Photo ID will be distributed by your homeroom teachers and must be visible at all times.
No public displays of affection and no students will be allowed in classrooms without supervision.
Most important, the following offenses may find you expelled. Violence, carrying a weapon, sexual conduct at school,
transmitting sexual images to other students.
This is ridiculous. We're living in a police state.
Maybe, but I can wear the same clothes here as at home. No more stupid secret boyfriend to cheat on me and no lying to parents. Claire, I can stop living a double life. Well, what does your semester look like, other than playing kissy-kissy with Eli?
After Eli's suspension is over, I'll be questioning my sanity for being with him. I'll be busy.
Well, I want to reinvent myself, put my energy into something positive, now that I'm boyfriend-free. And I think I've found my new calling.
Independence is all I need. I could be a hero, a shining star. All I ever wanted was for us to make it far. Independence is all I need.
Good job, Jenna. Stay for lighting cues for a sec. Stand by, Haley.
Oh, my turn next. I was hoping you'd mess up so I'd have more time before my rehearsal. I'm kidding.
Well, good luck. It's hot under the lights.
Why don't you lose the sweatshirt?
Can't. Nothing underneath. Some voters might like that, though.
Well, whatever it takes to get more votes, right?
Well, my whole high school's voting for me, so I'm pretty lucky.
Good for you. Yeah, my Twitter feed has like 32,000 followers.
32,000?
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be higher next week. I've been working night and day to build my brand.
Right. Brand. Totally.
I'm sure your people are all over that.
You have people?
Yeah, my agent and my manager.
Okay. Thanks, Jenna. We'll see you at your school.
My school?
Sure, to show a budding star in her natural habitat. Let's move on to Haley's rehearsal, people.
Hey, you want a tip? Winning Next Teen Star, it's not about the singing. Check. Check, one, two.
I don't understand why we can't compete. Science Olympics is one of the only clubs left.
Heather Poulette's got the mumps.
Epidemic peritonitis.
Correct. But she's out for a week, and we need four to be eligible for Wednesday's match against Bardell.
Who's lame enough to be on the Science Olympics? I mean, besides us.
Is this the Science Olympics team?
All 6.7 times 10 of the 27th atoms of us.
Any chance you have room for one more?
Next, ask for $1 million.
Since when do you care about science, Miss Dan's team?
Hey, when you were learning how to ride a bike, my dad was drilling me with physics quiz cards.
Newton's second law of motion.
Net force equals mass times acceleration.
Name one gas heavier than air.
Butane.
Heaviest element.
Osmium. By density, but by atomic weight, unionactium.
Whoa. I mean, we knew you were smart, but we thought you'd be too cool for our squad.
Your squad is exactly what I need right now. So, am I in?
Welcome to the team.
All right, this is Degrassi, a great school, and I'm totally lucky because everyone here is voting for me.
Let's go inside.
Oh, you can't actually go inside, though. My draconian principal has just outlawed anything fun.
So, what's it been like to be a Next Teen Star? Hard? Intense?
It's been great. My friends are awesome. They totally support me.
What about pressure on your family?
My brother supports me 100%.
Isn't it true that your dad is away an awful lot?
Well, he's a truck driver, but he watches the show at truck stops.
Your competition, Haley, sang at a fundraiser for her brother with cystic fibrosis. That's a story. When people hear the name Jenna Middleton, what do they think?
She's a girl who sings great songs.
There are a million cute blondes who can hit all the notes. You need a hook, a secret shame. What makes Jenna special? Come on, there's gotta be something. No? Fine, is there a friend we can interview?
Sure. Shantae, can you come tell the camera something about me?
You bet I can.
Perfect.
You rolling? Jenna's always sparkly and happy. She never has any problems. She's the peppiest one on the power squad.
That's great.
Don't you want to ask more?
We got everything we need. We'll see what the voters think tonight.
Animalia, protista, archaea, fungi, plantae, and bacteria.
That's right. Perfect round.
Guys, we still have to figure out who's captain.
Hey, don't look at me. I don't need more eyes on me than necessary.
I don't like attention, so it has to be Allie.
Thanks, guys. I will not let you down. We are so gonna cream Bardell.
Yes.
Good work.
Drew was right. You are awesome. Major faux pas. Mentioning he who should not be named. I know what happened in the boiler room.
Nothing.
I meant with Drew and Bianca. All break, I listened to him cry about how he messed up the best relationship he ever had.
He cried?
Never seen him so messed up about a girl. He made us walk by your house like a million times.
He did?
But don't worry, I won't mention him again.
Well, good. Because what your brother did was wrong. Really wrong.
My lips are sealed.
Of our contestants' home lives. We've seen Gregor, whose singing has helped support his family, Haley, who's determined to help her very ill brother, and Jenna, who's always looking on the bright side. But we never stay happy for long. Here are Next Teen Stars. Time to name our bottom two. Jenna, Annie, please come and join me. Ladies, Annie, you've touched our hearts when you shared your struggles with epilepsy. Jenna, any words for the voters?
I just sang my heart out. I hope that's enough.
And yet it all comes down to this. And our closest vote ever. Jenna, you will have to work hard to impress the judges tomorrow. You're safe for another day. Annie, I'm sorry. Catch all the action tomorrow on Next Teen Star.
You're gone at the next vote. Not if I can help it.
Then Adam told me Drew spent the whole break in tears.
Serves him right.
Yeah, totally.
No, don't tell me you're giving him another chance. What happened to your fresh start?
Well, can I still have that with Drew? I mean, your boyfriend got into a knife fight and you're still with him.
It wasn't Eli's fault if it started it.
And Drew wouldn't have cheated if Bianca hadn't propositioned him.
Not sure that's the same thing.
Drew and I had a good thing before Bianca ruined it, and I want it back.
I got your text. You wanted to talk.
Ali Bendari, please report to the principal's office.
I guess it'll have to wait. Is this about Science Olympics?
Actually, no. You have been selected for a self-esteem seminar.
Why?
Some students have been identified in need of self-esteem building. This is not a punishment.
It is if I don't know why I'm going.
Well, apparently during Vegas night, some students were engaged in sex acts. Your name was mentioned. We have no proof.
I didn't do that, sir. I swear.
The details are irrelevant. The whole point is that we help those who need the support. Look at it as a chance to start over. See if you can learn something.
I don't belong in that group. I already know that.
Spent all night thinking about you. I wish I could have called.
Can you imagine? Aaliyah, who is this true boy that is calling you? He would only want to be taking advantage.
So does this mean I'm forgiven?
Let's just say you're on probation. But if I catch you flirting with another girl even a little...
And risk losing you again? Never. So does that guy on probation get to take a girlfriend out tonight?
Maybe we can catch a movie after that self-esteem seminar.
What self-esteem seminar?
You know, the one for all the kids associated with Boilergate. Oh, come on, don't tell me you escaped the list.
Actually, the event's for ladies only. Nice to see you two patch things up. Must be true love.
Allie, don't let her get to you. She's done enough to us.
Running out of clean golf shirts? It's not too late to buy extras. Pick them up in the admin office.
Do you want to borrow my hoodie?
Says Degrassi, right?
Yeah, close enough to dress code.
Thanks. I'm getting way bigger.
You hit it okay behind your guitar on TV last night.
You saw the show? That's nice.
My mom watches. She's proud of you.
Till she finds out I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
It's getting harder to keep it a secret, as you can see.
Just let me tell my mom first, okay?
Well, were you planning on it this year?
I'll do it when I do it.
You're running out of time, Casey.
So boys don't have to go to the self-esteem seminar?
No, it's just for stupid girls like Bianca who don't like themselves.
That is such a double standard.
Tell me about it. How could Simpson lump me into that group of skanks when I didn't even do anything?
It doesn't bother you that boys don't have to go.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Maybe I'll just skip the seminar. I mean, I don't even belong there.
No, that'll only make things worse. Just go. It's the path of least resistance. And in a week, this all blows over.
Apparently, I have Boiler Room Bendari to thank for my hideous, not my colored shirt.
They just need someone to blame.
Good. You're by yourself. So, talk to me about the show.
Bottom two, remember?
But you're not out yet, though. You want to win, don't you?
Of course. It just seems hopeless.
No, it's not going to work. The attitude. Where's Sunny Jenna?
She's the one who almost got voted out. I was up all night practicing my song, but it's not good enough.
Honestly, I totally want you to win, but you come off a little bland.
Bland? I'm just being myself.
Even the girl who lost last night had the epilepsy story. You must have some sort of drama to get people interested.
But how would drama help?
Gossip is gossip. People want to see how it goes, good or bad.
Maybe you're right.
Have I ever been wrong?
All right, let's get down to science. What's wrong?
Did you really do those things in the boiler room?
You know about that?
Everyone does.
How does everyone know? I've got to clear my name.
Hi, Meg. I have something I think our viewers will want to know.
I'm sure you've all heard that building self-esteem is the key to a happy and successful life. But study after study shows that many girls are at crisis levels.
Rachel,
that's great, but why are we here?
Sometimes girls turn boys and sex into a competition, and rumors can take over girls' lives. I want you to rise above those rumors. If you could do one thing in your lives when you grow up, what would it be? Bianca.
Steal husbands. You know, once she graduates from stealing boyfriends.
You're the one who took back a cheater. Miss, if you want to talk low self-esteem, Allie's your girl.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one hooking up with random guys just to make myself feel valuable.
Whatever.
Girls, remember, it's a safe space. Okay, now, Bianca. What would you like to do when you grow up?
I don't know, like, design jewelry.
And what's your dream?
To get out of here.
High school?
No, this lecture. I don't belong here.
Tell me what you're feeling. Nothing's off limits.
Well, for starters, I am not a slut. It's all her fault that I'm here.
No way.
She took my boyfriend to the boiler room. I just tried to make him jealous, and now I'm in some skank seminar?
If I could smack you in the mouth right now, I would, Bandari.
If I didn't think you would risk your income, I'd smack you in yours.
I have never accepted money for my services.
This is exactly the problem. We can't build respect until we stop degrading each other. I know you don't believe me, but we're going to find some common ground. Why don't we take five and regroup?
Fine.
Insist on taking naked photos of themselves. Forward to everyone.
Steak burgers. Are you sure we can afford this?
Well, we saved hard all week, and you didn't get mad at me when I brought the spaghetti on Monday.
And Tuesday.
Definitely not a chef in my former life.
Ah! There's Jenna.
Why'd you guys break up again?
You know, stuff.
Oh, right, stuff. Yeah, stuff can really cause problems. Okay, I get it. I'm your mom. not your bud. You don't have to tell me.
There was just this situation, and we didn't agree on how to handle it.
Oh? Well, it must have been bad, because she looks great up there.
Very nice. Give it up for Jenna. Fabulous. You've had a lot in your mind this past week, and I hear there's something you'd like to share.
Yeah. I've been keeping a secret.
A secret? Like a long-lost sister?
Not exactly.
Well, come on. We're all waiting on pins and needles. Well, go ahead. Tell the world.
Okay. I'm going to have a baby.
She's pregnant?
Did you hear that? Jenna is gonna have a baby.
Oh my God. It's yours, isn't it? Casey?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
It's mine.
So why am I finding out about this on TV? Why didn't you tell me?
I was going to.
But?
I don't want it.
That was extremely brave of you to tell the world like that. Extremely brave.
Well, I hope everyone else thinks so too.